It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for patients with COVID-19 in Colorado continue to climb. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state reported 622 people in the hospital with the virus Thursday. That's 26 more than the day before and nearly 200 more than a week ago. The rate of positive tests was flat but still relatively high, above 7%. Julie Lomborg is with the Colorado Hospital Association.
It's really critical that we stop the progression of this now while we can and before hospitals are overwhelmed. We just encourage folks to do what they can. You and your loved one's health may be at stake, and we need help.
Colorado hit a benchmark in data released Wednesday, 100,000 cases so far of COVID-19, a virus many had never heard of at the start of 2020. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
COVID cases in western Colorado are up, and Mesa County is imposing tighter restrictions. Indoor gatherings are limited to 25 people. Events outside can have 75 people. Coronavirus was slow arriving to that part of the state this past spring, but cases have been up for a few weeks. A two-week curfew starts tomorrow in Pueblo. The city hopes the move will slow a rise in COVID cases there. Mayor Nick Gratisar says that some may see the measure as drastic, but he says it's necessary.
What we are facing in Pueblo is a public health disaster which threatens lives and our economy. It requires that we take immediate action.
The curfew is from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m., with exceptions for essential functions like going to work or the pharmacy. Violators could face a $1,000 fine and a year in jail. Pueblo County health officials are also working with the state on a broader mitigation plan. Pueblo and the Front Range have highs in the 60s and close to 70 today as sunny weather continues through the weekend. 60s in Colorado Springs this afternoon. This is CPR News.